Well, joining us right now for our look at how the COVID pandemic is impacting his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
And as always, it's a pleasure to be on your show. Thanks for having me on again this week.
So what are the latest numbers in the city right now?
So our numbers are 31,965 total cases overall. Death count is 502, which actually is a little lower than what I reported last week because DPH took a few off. They weren't Brockton residents. And then the current total active cases right now in the city of Brockton is 193, and 30 new cases in the last 24 hours. And out of those 30 cases, 25 of them were ages 18 and older.
And how are the hospitals handling all this right now?
Yeah, again, much like last week, I mean, the census numbers are very manageable. We continue to have our weekly Zoom with all of the hospitals, also Neighborhood Health Center, Father Bill's, and High Point. And so, again, we're seeing some, you know, some cases, and, you know, there's some sick people in the hospital, but nothing like it had been in the past. And the ICU are much more manageable. So, again, the way that the hospitals are articulating it to be, the census numbers are down, and they're very, very manageable at the hospitals.
Now, is there still activity going on at the Shaw Center?
We are still, we're still doing vaccines and boosters up there. It's every Tuesday at the Shaw Center. It's led by our Board of Health, the local Board of Health here. And on Saturdays, it's still a regional facility. DPA sponsors that with Brewster Ambulance. So, you know, we're continuing to provide shots if people want them. And, you know, going into the fall, we're seeing good numbers on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesdays and Saturdays. So, you know, we're going to continue to do that as long as we can.
And another pandemic that has some people worried right now is monkeypox.
Yeah, we've had one confirmed case in the city of Brockton, and our Board of Health Director, Dr. Eno Montesier, is working with our medical consultant, Dr. Rick Herman, and again, all the hospitals are on board as well. So, you know, we are definitely being proactive on that, much like the West Nile. Again, it has not been a confirmed West Nile in the city of Brockton, but a neighboring municipality. So, you know, we have really great clinicians and really the best of the best in terms of medical advice and medical personnel. So we just can continue to monitor it and act proactively relative to monkeypox and anything else that may pop up.
Now, this comes also as the summer is starting to wind down. So I wanted to ask you, how are summer programs right now? Is there an end date for them coming soon?
Yeah, we actually had to close the pools. We did that last Sunday, the 21st. We had to do that because most of our lifeguards were going back to college. So we had a really active summer program at the Manning Pool at Brockton High and also the Cosgrove Pool, which is on the east side of the city of Brockton. Our after-doc program is continuing, and, you know, Brockton Public School starts on Friday, September 2nd. So it's earlier this year. It's before the holidays. So, again, we're starting to wind down. But, you know, and then we look at the fall activities. You know, we already have sign-ups for fall baseball and fall soccer. And, you know, we're going to continue to make sure we provide offerings for not just athletics, but all any endeavors that are going to benefit the youth in the city of Champions.
Now, speaking of the school starting back up, when the school year does start, are there going to be any provisions regarding masks or vaccine mandates?
No, not to my knowledge at this time, Dan. I mean, we've been working. Mike Thomas, superintendent of the school, is working with DESE on a regular basis. Again, Dr. Linda Cahill is our director of school nursing. She's unbelievable. She's awesome. So, you know, we're going to continue to just follow the protocol set out. But as of now, no. Dr. Rick Herman will continue to be my medical consultant and provide updates to the school committee and provide updates to the city council as well.
Now, another issue we've been dealing with this summer has been drought. We did get some rain recently, but what's the situation right now in Brockton regarding the drought?
Yeah, I mean, much like every town and every city in the Commonwealth, I mean, my own grass looks like straw right now in my own house. So, we are making sure that, the conditions are met. I know that the fire chief has constant communication with neighboring fire chiefs as well. We use mutual aid if need be, and I'm thankful for that. But, you know, we did get some rain in the last, the last week, so that helps the cause. But, you know, the numbers are down at Silver Lake, and, you know, we're going to continue to monitor, every endeavor in terms of water in the city of Brockton.
And do you expect any restrictions at this time, or...?
I don't at this time. I meet regularly with our DPW commissioner and our water source manager as well. And at this time, no. In the past, we have done that in the city of Brockton. But, You know, we're hoping that we'll get out of the drought real soon. And, you know, the although it's really hot today, you know, we are going to continue to monitor that situation.
All righty. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, Mr. Mayor. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. I'll talk to you next Thursday. Be well.
Thank you. You as well.